everyone. Welcome to Those Koreans from Guam. It's EJ.
And it's June. Half a day. 안녕하세요.
Hi. So I'm going to jump right in because I'm so excited. I just watched the show Kingdom. Have you seen that show?
Okay. I watch no shows.
I don't watch shows. You would like this show. Okay. So It's an older show. It was on the air, but through like AT&T or some obscure channel that nobody watches from like 2014 to maybe like 2019. No, 2014 to 2019. Oh, I don't know.
A lot of my friends on social media have been.
Oh, I totally know because you're part of that world. I know you've heard of it. And okay, so let me preface this by saying, and I'm sorry to not be supportive of something you like, but I can't stand the violent sports. I hate UFC. Even the jiu-jitsu stuff you do, like, I'm like, I have no interest in that whatsoever. I have zero interest, okay? And so I've heard of the show Kingdom on the periphery because I try to keep up to date with pop culture and I love TV and stuff. So I've heard of it, but I'm like, this isn't a show I would watch because it's about like MMA. I don't care about that. It's just annoying to me. Who cares? And then it's on Netflix, but it's going off of Netflix in 2 days. So like a couple weeks ago, my husband started watching it and I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just sit here and watch this crap. Oh, they're so bloody gross. I hate this shit. And then it turned out to be a really good show. And I'm obsessed with it. My least favorite parts of the show are all the fighting. So all the like actual stuff in the octagon, I hate. But the actual show is so well written. The characters are so well developed. And I'm sorry that you haven't seen it. But ultimately, the thing I want to talk about is toxic masculinity, because that's what this show's about. And what it does is it takes a world in which toxic masculinity exists, very much prevalent, and it like flips it on its ass. It shows why toxic masculinity is in fact toxic, what kind of damage it could do to actual people and all of that. So I thought it was such a smart way to do that in a very masculine context of the world of MMA. And I mean, it was really powerful, man. It was such a good show. I wish you saw it because then we'd have more stuff to talk about. But
yeah, honestly, I have not watched anything for the last 4 years since my son was born.
What?
Because I just don't have the time to sit and watch anything. And we got rid of our TV a long time ago. So what? We haven't had a TV in our house since my son was born.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about them, but I have a question for you then. So what do you do for like de-stressing after a day with the kids? Because I need the TV and my husband needs the TV after like a day with the kids, and we want something for ourselves to just like forget about the world and just de-stress. Do you do anything? What do you and your wife do? Oh, I think you're frozen. No, shit. Hold on. June, you're frozen. Oh, he may have gotten the call. Crap. All right, guys. So after I posed that question, June went off the air. We'll see if he could come back on. I'm also going to switch Wi-Fi. So let's see what happens here. Because my Wi-Fi is no good either. Bear with us. Okay, I think we are still on, but I'm waiting for June because I was so excited about, talking about Kingdom. Oh, there he's back. It's telling me my internet connection is unstable. Hey, June?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, what happened?
I do not know.
Okay, my internet's also kind of shady, so I tried to switch to a different whatever. But did you hear my question before we went off the air, kind of?
No, what was your question?
My question was, so if you're not watching your TV and you got rid of your TV, what do you do, you and your wife do, to de-stress after like a long day with the children? Because the TV for me and my husband is like a de-stressor after like a long day with the kids and we don't want to think about anything and we're just exhausted and we want something for ourselves. And we get that through the TV. So if you guys aren't doing that, how do you guys de-stress?
Honestly, we go to sleep like right after, like right when the kids fall asleep, we fall asleep right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. You guys, what do you do for fun?
I don't know. I haven't had fun in such a long time. Podcast. Oh,
I mean, with COVID, I think a lot of people haven't had fun in a long time, but I don't know. I think as parents, it's important to take care of ourselves, you know, because I don't know. I mean, you guys seem fine. You seem like mentally healthy, but I wouldn't be mentally healthy if it was just kids and work and then pass out. Like, so I think that's why we watch so much TV, and my husband binge watches a ton of TV. And I think it's sort of his way of forgetting after like a long day of work, just like, you know, having something for himself that's kind of mindless.
I feel like I would do that if I had the time. I just don't have time at all. So
what time do your kids go to bed?
So we try to get them to bed around 8:30 to 9, and
you sleep after, like soon after?
Well, they end up going to sleep around 10 or sometimes we go to bed around like, I would say 8:45 around that time. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, we're like, you know, it's like we read like a million books because they don't want to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And then like when they finally go to sleep, it's sometimes it's past 10. And then by that time, we're so tired that we just go to sleep right away.
Wow.
But we wake up early too, so.
Yeah. But in that sense, you don't do anything like fun for yourselves. Like you don't watch
TV
or you don't, you know, read a book or whatever is fun for you.
Yeah, we don't. Like not in the evening hours. It's just, you know, so when the kids didn't go to daycare, it was just all day, 24/7 for a year. Nice. So, and then now that they're in daycare, they go to daycare from like 8 to 3. So during that 8 to 3 time, like I use it to work.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, cause like, actually not even 8 to 3, because I have to, you know, like I stop working around 2 because I have to eat and then go pick up the kids by 3. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when you think about it, like 8 to 2 is not that much time to work. And I have to try to get everything done during that time. And then as soon as I pick them up, then I'm with them until they go to sleep. So like I have no, you know what I mean? There's no like time to do anything.
Well, I remember prior to having kids, you were very, very committed to Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I mean, not just like, oh, it's a hobby, but you were really, you know, your soul was in it, I felt like. And
yeah, I opened my own academy. Mm-hmm. And it was going good for a while, but you know, it was during the time when both my kids were young. Mm-hmm. They were both like, you know, I think my boy maybe was just starting to walk.
Okay. Right?
And my girl was still whatever. And like, you know, both my kids, like, pretty much I did the majority of the parenting. So
okay.
Like that was one of my main reasons why I had to close it. Cause I just didn't have the time for it.
Yeah, but even if you don't run a business that way, like as a hobby, do you have any time to carve out to, I mean, right now with COVID, it's hard because it's such a close contact sport. And
yeah, well, Well, for us, it's okay because like we're all vaccinated and you know, it's fine. So with the last year I started to train again before COVID, like around January, mm-hmm. like before everything got shut down, I started to train again, like during the lunchtime hours. Like they have like a, you know, daytime class from 11:30 to 12:30 or whatever. But COVID came, and then right when it came, everything got shut down. So I haven't trained for a whole year.
Right.
And then now it's like around that time where I'll probably start again. But the only problem is that it cuts into my work time.
Right.
You know, if I do that. So it's just one of those things where, yeah, I have to just find a way if I'm going to do it. But right now it's really hard. It's just crazy, like when I had kids, everything shut down for me. Where like I haven't seen any of my friends for years. I haven't seen, like, you know, like I even stopped working as much because I had to take care of the kids. So, you know, our income went down, like everything got shut off, like work. Definitely not play is like the last thing on the priority list. You know, if any time opened up, I would, you know, put it more towards working, you know, making money.
No, I get it, and I appreciate the hustle. Do you feel like you need any sort of what you call play? But really, to me, that's like self-care. It's like taking care of your
I definitely need it. I definitely need it. It's definitely not healthy. Yeah. I definitely find myself not happy, you know, like not, you know, because even as adults, even as parents, like of younger children, you need friends. You need to talk mm-hmm. to friends.
Absolutely.
You know, you need your own time to do something, even maybe with your spouse, but also without your spouse, and just something for you. You need that mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. you know. But I just feel like, you know, I just feel like, you know, when I see my parents, like they didn't do anything. They just worked and took care of us, and maybe that's why I'm following that. Like with my dad, when I see him, you know, and I've mentioned this before, he didn't even do what the other dads did. He didn't even go blow off steam. He didn't go to the bars. Not like he can't drink. He has a very high tolerance and he can drink a lot, you know, but he never did, you know. He didn't play golf for years, for like not until like he was older, you know, like he did nothing but work and take care of us, you know.
And you bring up a good point of you're probably modeling that, like you're probably sort of doing the same thing. But I guess the question then is that what you want to model for your kids too? Because your dad modeled that for you and you're living this life. Okay. And
Well, not only do I want to not model it for my kids, but also you end up not doing as good of a job, like being a parent, you end up not being as good of a father if you don't take care of yourself first.
Absolutely. So I think you need to make that a priority. And not only you, but your wife too, you know, I think she's even in a harder spot because she left the friends and family that she has in Korea and she's living on Guam. So I don't know what her social life is like on Guam, but she's sort of, I mean, if she's done a good job assimilating and finding her community, that's great, but she needs the friends too. And she needs to do something for herself too. And also you guys obviously need to, you know, give time to your relationship, which I have to admit on my end, that's probably the on the lowest of the priority scale. Like my husband and I don't like people here. So, okay. So white people here in the suburbs, they frequently like do date nights and they get
I didn't even know what the heck that was until even like the majority of the local population or local people on Guam, like they do that too. But I think like as Asians, yeah, it's a foreign concept.
Yeah, I mean, we don't go out of our way and book a babysitter. I mean, you have family there, so you have free babysitting. We have to pay $20 an hour and book a babysitter to go eat a dinner. So in the end, we spend like double the amount we would have spent on dinner because we also book a babysitter. That's this whole thing. So we kind of have a babysitter priority.
Yeah, so I'll say,
sorry,
I'll say
it's my internet. Hold on a second.
So I'll say that we actually don't have the babysitters because my parents still work 16 hours a day at the store. So they don't have time to watch the kids. Mm. And then like, you know, like my brother and his wife, like they have their own kids. We don't have any, but we've never used a babysitter or anything because it's just, I don't know. I don't think we ever will. And I think it'll just become one of those like things where we illegally leave the kids at home by themselves, like we used to do in the 90s when they're old enough.
Well, or maybe since your kids are young, you could work out a sort of system with your brother and take turns like taking the kids. I mean, they kind of, you know, they'll end up with two kids, whereas you end up with one, but you know, I mean, I don't know. But either
it's one of those things that it's not, for us, it's not on the radar, but I will say that, you know, like you can make things happen if you schedule them. So like recently, you know, like it came to a head where like, I didn't feel healthy mentally, you know, and I just couldn't do it, you know, like I have to do something. Something's going to break after, you know, years of this. So it's like, so now that the kids are in daycare, like I make it a point to try to take my wife out to lunch at least once a week.
That's date. You know? That's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I just recently started doing that, but you know, it cuts into my working time, but I feel like it's more important. You know, you have to prioritize things, and I feel like that's important. And like you said, like she has no friends. She doesn't know anybody. She has no friends or family.
Yeah.
On Guam, and the thing is, like, that's one thing I give her a lot of credit for is she's a very strong-minded. Like she doesn't fall into depression. She doesn't, you know what I mean? She doesn't show weakness. Like she's very, very, like a very strong person, right? But I mean, she's very outspoken and all that stuff too. But that's one thing I'll give her credit for is like, I just feel like having a strong partner makes it makes it so much easier for me, you know. Whereas
I'm glad you guys do your lunch dates. That's important. That's something.
Yeah. So either if I don't have time for lunch, then I'll try to ask if she wants to go for coffee in the morning. Yeah. And it's funny because we were at Infusion one morning. And one of our Korean friends came in and she was like, oh, it's so nice to see you with your wife here, like drinking coffee. My husband wouldn't be caught dead with me over here at Infusion in the morning, you know? And I was like, yeah, well,
you make an effort.
You have to purpose it. You have to intentionally like schedule it and you have to like,
yeah,
do it, you know, you have to try to do it. So I know it takes the romance out of it or whatever, but if you have like young children and, you know, and all of that, I would say like schedule. You need to schedule.
Well, we don't go on dates, but I think that's why we do so much of the TV. Like once the kids are in bed, and my kids are in bed early, like they're in bed between 8 and 8:30. And then we will sit in front of the TV for like hours. But then like,
I love that. Honestly, I'm a 90s kid too. And like 90s kids fucking grew up on TV and we love TV, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I found though that like it's eating into my productivity because a lot of the work that I do, I kind of need to make time for that. So I don't sit with him. Like he's in front of the TV every night, but I don't. Like I'll do it like twice, three times a week. But other times I'm like, whatever. I binge watching a show is not that important to me compared to like me getting some shit done. So you watch your TV, I'm going to go upstairs. But I mean, I think, and we don't schedule dates at all. Cause during the day, he's like, he locks himself in our room and he's like working. And so we don't go out or whatever, but like, that's our time. I think either way, it's not even about romance. It's like, just like self-care. Like you just need that mental health check kind of thing to like break from everything else.
And you know, the trick is, like it might not seem like it in the beginning, but the results of productivity or the results of your work or the results of parenting you're gonna do a much better job if you do the opposite and be selfish first, right? You're gonna be a better parent, you know, you're gonna be a better husband or wife, you're gonna be a better, you know, entrepreneur, or you're going to be a better employee or whatever it is. If you take a little bit of, if you schedule it in and make the self-care a priority, then it's gonna, you know, it may not show the results like next week, but you know, down the line, you're going to get way more things done at a much higher quality. And you're not going to be stressed out, depressed, anxious, you know, unhealthy, right?
I mean, I still am some of those things, but I do try to really prioritize my self-care because I think that I would be a lot worse if I didn't. And, you know, with my husband, like, so he has a sport he plays every weekend and it pisses me off because he's like gone all weekend and I'm stuck with the kids. But I also realize like, he needs that. So I can't like get too pissed about it, but I do get a little pissed, but he goes, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to go. Because I think he knows he needs it, you know?
But I will say, but you know, think about it this way. Imagine if he didn't go, what kind of husband would you have to deal with the whole week if he didn't
he's
go?
He's listening. So who knows what he's thinking, but
you know what I mean? Cause I know what happens to me. I know what my wife has to deal with if, you know, if I don't make myself, you know, a good person or whatever, right?
Right.
Then she has to deal with me, she has to deal with my shit now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So absolutely. I feel like the more, I don't know, advantageous, if you're looking at it in terms of like calculative, advantageous thing to do is to not only let your spouse, but make sure your spouse goes out and gets that so they come back to the good person that you want to live with and not the asshole,
right?
You know what I mean?
Well, he also brings back Vietnamese food, so that's what I that's like, ooh, I'm getting
Vietnamese delicious food. Yeah, delicious. How could you not love that?
Yeah. But it's interesting how this took a turn to self-care for parents, which I do think is important. But
both my wife and I, we walk Tumon for an hour.
What?
Right.
Wow.
Every day. So, but we can't do it at the same time because someone has to watch the kids. And then it's fucking hot as balls on Guam during the day. And there ain't gonna be no motherfucking walk-in in the daytime on Guam. Not for us. Yeah. So
You guys
she
both walk
goes,
in the mornings?
no, she walks in the morning, like at 5 or 6 a.m. because she's a morning person.
Wow.
And I am not a morning person. I wake up at 6:30, but every morning when I open my eyes, I want to kill myself. So
I get that.
I, yeah. And like I'm a fucking night owl by, naturally. But like, and then in the evening, when my kids are eating, because my wife, after, after I bathe them and then after the food is ready, like while they're eating, I'll go walk around about from 6 to 7.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So we both kind of walk an hour a day. And then, we've been trying to lose weight because, like, at our age, there's high blood pressure, diabetes, all that shit. And my wife's a nurse, so we have all the equipment at our house, and she's always checking my blood sugar levels and my blood pressure and stuff. And it was a little bit, not anything to worry about, but it was like, okay, we have to do a little bit of maintenance now. We're in our 40s, so.
We're in our age, we're at the age where we do have to do maintenance, like for real. Did you know that I threw out my back and got a bloody eye from choking on some coffee last week?
Oh shit, what the fuck?
My eye is all bloody. I'm not even gonna show you. It's so disgusting. And my back, like I couldn't move for like 2 days, like all weekend I was in bed, all because I choked on some whipped cream that was on top of my coffee. And I was
Oh
like
my
drinking it,
gosh.
and then like I choked, and literally afterwards I was like, I can't move my back. And then that night I went to take off my contacts and my eye is bloody. But the eye being bloody is one thing. I ran down to my husband. I'm like, how have you been talking to me and looking at me all day and you didn't notice this bloody eye in front
You
of
know why?
you?
You know why? Because men don't notice shit. That's why.
And he's like, why are you more concerned about that than your bloody eye? And I'm like, because it's disturbing that you've been looking at me and you didn't see all this blood in my eye. Anyway, the eye's gonna be fine and everything, but I it just goes to the point of like our bodies are a little bit more fragile than they were in the past. And this is
Yeah, so
something I
you
just
have to, yeah,
experienced.
you have to do something. You have to like yoga, Pilates, lift weights, do some resistance work, go for walks, if you can muster it up, light jogs. If your joints are bad, I suggest purchasing a bike, go biking. It's fun and it's fun, it's less stressful on your joints. And it's a good workout, so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we need to all care about our health now. I had a long talk with my husband about that because he's not a maintenance kind of guy. And I'm like,
You
you're
have to start
old.
in your
You need to
40s.
care.
Yeah.
You need to care.
Yeah. If you want to be like good, like healthy at 60, in your 60s, you have to start maintenance at around your 40s. You have to.
Absolutely. I 100%
Yeah.
agree. Anyway, with
Yeah.
that, I think we're at our
I
30-minute mark, so
okay.
I think we should oh, what were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say we had our kids late as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like mo for me, it's motivation to, okay, I gotta, when they're 20, I'm gonna be 60. So I gotta like, I gotta be healthy for it because they're still gonna need my help. Like, you know what I mean? And
100%, 100%.
I
Totally.
can't croak in my 60s.
Yeah, I mean, croak in your 40s, 50s, you can't do that when our kids are so young. I mean, even in our 60s. So it's true. My dad was, I think, like 32 when I was born. So he was like older, but yeah, you
So
just
was
don't
my
want
dad. He was older too.
to. Yeah. Yeah.
Not as old as me, though. I was older than him, so.
Yeah, I was 32 when I had my first kid and 36 when I had my second. So, you know. Yeah. Anyway, listeners, please take care of yourselves, especially if you're our age. Like, go get your annual checkups. Go do things that are healthy for yourself, also healthy for your relationship in some way, in whatever small way. It could be getting a coffee with your wife in the morning, which I think is wonderful. Wonderful you guys did that. And then we can, you know, take care of our little monkeys at home.
So, yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.